equivalent to the cost at the time of heating 5 houses during a year. So they charted CO2 emissions, prevented the number of years the saved energy can light a 100-watt light bulb. And so was the study of building E25 at MIT. I'll post this on our Facebook page so you can take a look at it. You can check their work. What a trio. That thumping bass is Ryan Berg. Carl Latham playing drums and Alex Collins on piano. From the album Together. Stella by Starlight. Russ mentioned automatic revolving doors, and indeed, a lot of hospitals in Pittsburgh have those, including Presbyterian Hospital. And I remember being fascinated by it. You would walk up to it, and it would start moving. And even those that are more or less in perpetual motion end up saving energy, from what I've read. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, WSHJ FM Grove City, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got. You gotta listen to the bass. It's the one on the bottom us, the bullfrog croaks, and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. Now the dogs and the cats are going to take up the middle where the honeybee hums. Crickets fiddle, the donkey brays, and the pony neighs. The old coyote howls. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
The hoot owl hollers over everything.
The jaybird disagrees.
Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks, he's on his way. And the possum ain't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Well, it's a simple song, a living song everywhere, with the fox and the ox, the grizzly bear and the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got.
John McCutcheon at the Saturday Light Brigade. And all God's critters, get ready. We are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. The Soundhound is going to be by in just a second. And you'll get a chance to see if you can figure out the sound that he's brought today.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
In a moment, you're going to hear a sound, and it's up to you to see if you can guess the sound that the Sound Hound found. Let me try to get it from him right now. Whoa, and got it. Woo! That one was a bit tough. The Sound Hound has been putting on some pounds lately, getting ready for winter time. Keep a little extra warm. See if you can identify the sound that he has found for this week. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. That's the sound. You can guess as many times as you would like. Could be any number of things, couldn't it? We'll see how you do with it. Here it is one more time. 412-200-5975. Good luck with our puzzle from the Sound Hound. Here, boy, a little water for you. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, I love the face licks occasionally when we're drinking water so close to the studio microphones. Okay, boy, that's... Attaboy, attaboy. Oh, the dish is moving along the floor with the strength of the tongue of the Sound Hound. Good luck. Hopefully we'll have the answer coming up soon. Thanks for being along with us here at SLP.
One, two, three. Like a clown, be the laughing stock all over town. That's your red wagon.
Your red wagon.
That's your red wagon.
Your red wagon.
That's your red wagon. Keep on rolling along. Ah, Tim. Junior, if you want to get drunk and truck on down, come on, baby, get your city bound. That's your red wagon.
It's your red wagon.
That's your red wagon.
It's your red wagon.
That's your red wagon. Keep on rolling along. Here I go now. You lose your bait and the fish don't bite. But that's your red wagon.
It's your red wagon.
That's your red wagon.
It's your red wagon.
That's your red wagon. Keep on rolling along. Ah, fiddle. China tea, give your jelly roll away so free. To that your red wagon.
It's your red wagon.
That's your red wagon.
Your red wagon.
That's your red wagon. Keep on rolling along.
There you've got to sleep at the wheel and your red wagon, and the guesses are coming in. We're having a lot of fun as we have the Sound Hound puzzle today. I've got a lot of guesses to report to give you some information on how people have been guessing. Ricky's taking a few calls right now, 412-200-5975. Bruce just guessed that it might be tapping on a wine glass, you know, like at a wedding where they want you to kiss. They'll tap on a wine glass all the time. It's not that. Here it is again. Not tapping on a wine glass. Ty in Valencia got it correct. Well done, Ty. Matt and Annie in the eastern part of the state came up with the exact correct answer. And Caden, you were so close with your guess. And in some ways, the correct answer is a subset of what you guessed. You'll learn more about that in a moment. Otis got the correct answer. Drew texted us on behalf of his son, Otis. Well done, Otis. Otis got it. Jack, also listening with Ty, thought it might be a bell. That's the same thing that Caden thought it might be. Mike and Mars came up with the exact correct answer as well. 412-200-5975. Stu and McCandless got it. Sarah thought it might be a train coming into a train station. Not that, but a great guess. Gabe thought it might be Mr. Rogers' trolley. That is a very good guess. Here's our clue again. And that almost sounds like Mr. Rogers' trolley, but not that. Somewhere I have Mr. Rogers' trolley. We can listen to that. Russ and Sharon are thinking it might be a Salvation Army ringer or a trolley bell or some sort of bell. And Aline in Maine thinks it could be a railroad crossing gate coming down. It does sound like it could be that. Let's, there it is again. It's not that either. 412-200-5975. What a busy day. 412-200-5975. I think we're up to date. Yes, a few more guesses, then we're going to go to the phones. Linda, you've got it. And Jim in Crafton Heights also has come up with the correct answer. Chuck in Grove City, thank you for checking in. I hope you're able to hear us this morning. And Sparky and Carla are going to join us in a moment. Bill in Homer City, good morning. He thought we might be looking for a streetcar bell. Before we talk with Carla and Sparky, we're going to be talking with Brian, who's been holding on just a little bit longer. Hello, Brian.
Hey, what's up, Larry? How are you doing on this nice, cool day out there?
Things are wonderful. It's nice to be here, and I like fall.
Me too.
Nice time out to be out and to enjoy the smells, the change of weather. It's good.
And I was thinking as I was sipping my coffee how much I like fall, and outside I heard the wind blow, and then I heard the sound of that. And I figured it was a wind chime.
Wind chime indeed is absolutely what we were looking for.
I remember as a kid, one of my friends had, they weren't wind chimes, they were wind flutes.
Huh.
And so you'd hear.
Interesting.
As they blew over the wind. It was very interesting, very annoying, but very fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's almost like the things you put on the front of your car to whistle as you drive that are supposed to keep deer away as you drive.
Well, I've never heard of those.
I've heard of them. I've never seen them in use, so I don't want to sound like I'm endorsing them, but the same principle is your car makes the wind. That sound comes out, but wind chimes mm-hmm. is exactly what we were looking for. We have a lot of them, but they are all inside of our porch, so they're sort of like mm-hmm. inaudible chimes.
Unfortunately, I live in an apartment, and I don't think they allow me to have wind chimes outside of the apartment or hanging outside the window, you know what I mean?
That can be very controversial. Not everybody loves to hear wind chimes. You're exactly right. A little bit of wind chime goes a long way.
Exactly. It's nature's music, you know what I mean?
Yes. Heavy metal or light metal.
I get it. You know, it's lead metal.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Brian.
Take care. You too. Thanks.
Carla is here with Sparky. Hi, Carla. Hi, Sparky.
Oh, Sparky, he's sitting here. He knew it right away. His ears just, you know, because his mama's got some wind chimes. My nephew brought me these wind chimes, and being a musician, I'm sort of, you know, a little bit particular. Mine have to be tuned, and these are beautiful tuned wind chimes. They play this beautiful pentatonic chord.
Ooh.
But unfortunately, I have to take them in more, and I put them out because we get wind, and I haven't figured out how to make them stand and not get knocked over.
Yeah. They can be quite elegant, or they can be, you know, some clangy pieces of strap metal hanging from some twine. But I love wind chimes.
I do too. I just do, and you know, I'm totally blind, and when I'm Sparky and I are out walking, it helps me to find the house, you know, because I can hear.
Yeah, I can imagine that, and. We have a whole bunch. Ricky's made some out of seashells. There's some made out of, I guess they are glass, but the pieces are such that they're not very fragile. And they're not as resonant as bells. They just kind of make a nice, quiet sound if the window's open and if a breeze is coming through. Otherwise, they're cat toys to pick at until they fall apart all the way.
Yes.
Well done. A charge to you.
Well, thank you. And I just was telling Ricky, the Sound Hound is Sparky's most favorite feature. Sparky's a Shih Tzu, and he's 13 years old, and he's like me. He's blind. He had to have his eyes removed one at a time because I got infected. So he and I are just, you know, sort of with each other here, and I told her he will not learn Braille. I don't know why. He's just rebelling against that Braille, you know.
Well, it's tough probably with, probably harder as you get older, and his paws probably have some calluses on them from, you know, walking around on the ground without shoes all the time.
That must be it. That must be it. But I enjoy your show, and so does he so
Thanks.
Much. And I like that God's Critter song. What was the name of that?
All God's Critters, written by Bill Staines. We played a version sung by John McCutcheon.
And that was great.
Our sound hound says that Sparky can share from his dish here. He's as we feed him here. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Take care. And congratulations if you knew we were looking for wind chimes. A couple additional answers. Jack thought it could be a squeaky windmill. I love that answer, Jack. And Lambertine Pudge, thought it might be the sound of my brain working. Jim and Crafton Heights knew it was a wind chime. Stu knew that it was wind chimes. And Sarah, I think I mentioned, thought it might be a train station. And Gabe thought it might be the sound of Mr. Rogers' trolley. We should have that sound. Yes, we do. We can compare and contrast a little bit. Here's the trolley. And here's the wind chime. A little different, but it sounds the same. Here's a little more Fred. Oh, that's not the... Well, let's listen to... Hang on. Let's get everything straight here. Here's the trolley. And as long as we're on the subject of trolley.
Shidely dumdy mooly, moodily dumdy.
Like to use their voices to make new sounds.
Oh, that's the troll song is what that is. I'm, it's a day of confusion for me. On the other hand, why is today different than any other day? Hang on now. My pal Christine Lavin is, I was promised she would redeem me from all of this. Christine, are you there? She is. Congratulations.
This island is so beautiful. This must be paradise.
If you came up with wind chimes.
The hotel is lovely. The staff is super nice. Your room has a terrace that overlooks the sea. The sun is dancing on the water. Lucky Rosalie. You close your eyes for a minute. In the distance you can hear the shimmering of wind chimes so far and yet so near. The sound perfumes the air. The ocean sighs below. A perfect moment here on earth. You don't want to let it go. Wind chimes. Floating on the breeze, wind chimes. Tickling the trees, wind chimes. The sound of angels, cloud dancing, wind chimes. There is nothing as entrancing. You are swimming in the ocean, you are lying on the beach, you are reading a thick book, you are eating a peach. You are walking on the shoreline. You are picking up pink shells. The whole time somewhere out there is that the sound of tiny bells. No, it's... it's wind chimes. Floating on the breeze, wind chimes. Tickling the trees, wind chimes. The sound of angels, ballet dancing, wind chimes. There is nothing as enchanting. You eat your dinner on the terrace, then watch that burning sun extinguished by the ocean. Evening has begun. You turn down the blankets, climb into your feather bed. But something's keeping you awake. Is it deep thoughts in your head? No, it's wind chimes. Floating on the breeze, wind chimes. Tickling the trees, wind chimes. The sound of angels, polka dancing, wind chimes. A sound you once thought life enhancing. You close all the windows, but that tinkling sound breaks through. You put a pillow over your head, you put in earplugs too. Now you open up the mini bar, drink tiny vodka, tiny gin. But nothing helps, you're trapped here with the incessant din of wind chimes. Clanking on the breeze, wind chimes. Annoying all the trees, wind chimes. A sound you once thought enchanting, wind chimes. Angels, Irish, step dancing. Too much of a good thing is too much, simply that. It's times like this you're glad you travel with a baseball bat. Now you're knocking down the wind chimes. Within a mile of this place, now you're going back to bed with a smile on your face. Crickets. Cricking in the night, crickets. Cricking with all their might, crickets. A dull yet monstrous roar, crickets. A sound that makes you long for. Everybody now. Wind chimes. Floating on the breeze, wind chimes. Annoying Rosalie, wind chimes. The sound of angels, belly dancing, wind chimes. There is nothing as enchanting.
Christine Lavin and wind chimes.
This is a song about the jingle bell swing. The Julie Bell Swain is a mighty fine boat. I got a mighty fine captain too. Got a big red wheel that goes around and around, and a bunch of old hippies for a crew. Well, I can't stay here, well, I gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. I'm gonna get my banjo and put it on my back when the Julie Bell comes down. When the Julie Bell comes down.
¶¶
Why did you LaBelle comes to Peoria? You know that summer's here, and up on the Illinois River, that's the very best time of the year. Those steamboat days in August, like a hazy, lazy dream. I want to be at the foot of Main Street when the Julie Bell raises steam. When the Julie Bell raises steam. Well, Dennison Moon and Bob Burnett and Doc and Lori too, all one big steamboat family, the Julie Bell steamboat crew. Me, I tell you, we gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. I'm gonna get my banjo and put it on my back when the Julie Bell comes down. When the Julie Bell comes down. The Belle Swain is a women's lib boat, the first I ever knew. We got girls in the pilot house and girls on deck and a lady in the engine room. Now Donna, she's got her license, and Cindy's learning to steer. And little Julie keeps Moon out of trouble by wandering off everywhere, by wandering off everywhere. When the Julie Bell gets in a steamboat race, she's a mighty hard boat to beat. She raced the Belle of Louisville and she beat the Delta Queen. She don't need no help to get her turned around, she'll come right around on a dime. And after the race she heads up the river, cause the Julie Bell still got time. Cause the Julie Bell still got time. Well, I sure do love the Tennessee River, the Ohio, and the Illinois. And I love the old Mississippi River. It's a good old place for a boy. Just to step on board a steamboat, ride all the way to the sea. Where else but a muddy old river would a person want to be? Would a person want to be? Come up the river the other night, darker than the inside of a cow. Ain't nothing like a crooked old river. Straighten my head right out. Now love my love, she's pretty as can be, and love to take her down. Cause pretty ladies really like to ride when the Julie Bell comes down. When the Julie Bell comes down.
There were no wind chimes in this song. John Hartford. One bell, the Julia Bell. Swain. Wanted every last bit of that song to come through. Thanks for being along with us. A chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our upfront puzzle in just a few moments.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
We're happy to report that the Saturday Light Brigade has been designated as a 2022 top-rated nonprofit based on reviews at greatnonprofits.org. If you wrote a review in response to our recent request, thank you for helping us make the list. If you had planned to write a review and didn't find the time, there's always an opportunity to do so at tinyurl.com/myslbreview. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including KRDP, Indie Community Radio, in Phoenix, Loudspeaker 1 in Fort Collins, Colorado, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM in McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
I just telephone upstairs when I'm troubled. Never need to drop a nickel in at all.
Gina Furtado Project, and I just telephone upstairs. Get ready, it's time for our upfront puzzle.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The October 2022 issue, available now in print and online, includes the nomination for the Northside Chronicle's annual Reader's Choice Awards for Best of Northside Small Businesses. More information and Northside stories are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Well, we are about to give you three words, and we hope you will try to figure out the one word that naturally comes before these three words. Here they are: stone, post, and high. Stone, post, and high. One word comes before those three, quite naturally, and if you're able to come up with it, I hope you'll share your answer with us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, or 1-888-752-5975. 7234. A special hello to our listeners in Mercer County, Forest, and Venango counties. We're happy to have you with us. If you're driving along I-80 today, hearing us on WCUC or WSAJ, thank you for doing so. As you drive, you'll find us in the good part of the FM radio band, from the very bottom of the dial up through 91.9, which is where the non-commercial radio stations are. Or you can also go to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, or simply slbradio.org/radio on any device so you can listen to us. So the word that we're looking for naturally comes before stone, post, and pie. If you know what it is, take a guess. Turkey City Arn had a great guess just now. Remember that the answer we're looking for comes before the words we've given you. I think you were thinking of something coming after. A word that comes before stone, post, and before high. Get a guess of fence. And actually, fence post would come before, but I was thinking of stone fence or fence stone. Fence is not the best fit. There's a better one. But thank you for your guess, as always, Turkey City Arn. 412-200-5975. Blank stone, blank post, and blank high. Do you want one more hint? It could also be blank marker. Blank marker. 412-200-5975. Good luck. The Osborne Brothers next. And then we'll see if we have the right answer to share with you.
Well, I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. And don't look at me like you think I've got the blues. Cause I'm walking round and round, seeing most of the town. Oh, I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. So I'm talking to myself. Whoa, no, you ain't putting me on the shelf. Whoa, I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. Well, I'll be doggone if I'm gonna cry the blues. My feet are sore, but I got no time to lose. Cause I'm wanting you here with me, and I like your company. Oh, I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. So I'm talking to myself. Whoa, no, you ain't putting me on the shelf. Whoa, I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. Myself. Whoa, no, you ain't putting me on the shelf. Whoa, I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes.
Breaking in a brand new pair of shoes just now from the Osborne Brothers. What a busy and fun morning it's been. Thanks for being along with us. Mike and Mars just got the correct answer. And Jim in Crafton Heights joins us now. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Hi.
yes, it's one of our clues was hi. We also
We're not that high.
No, we're just saying hi. That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. Bonnie just got the correct answer too. Playing along on Facebook. So you knew this word comes before stone, post, high. It also comes before marker. I couldn't think of too many more that would be good clues.
No, nor I.
So what is the word we're looking for?
The word is mile.
Mile, as in milestone. Mile post, mile high, and the old mile marker along the side of the road. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. All those mile markers along the road, it's amazing. There's thousands and thousands of mile markers. You always kind of know where they are. And I always used to like to read those out loud when I was a kid, and as we drove by them.
Anymore, like I say, anymore, you're like reading them every two-tenths of a mile.
Yeah, they are like that. It's incredible. So I had this idea. It's probably already being done, but we were talking about autonomous vehicles. All those mile markers made me think of autonomous vehicles. Someday, maybe there'll be roads. You know how we license drivers now? Maybe we'll license highways or certify highways as being, you know, autonomous qualified. This road is qualified to have an autonomous vehicle on it. So you license the road.
Autonomy.
Yeah, you license the road instead of the person. If the road is not maintained properly, you can pull it over and fine it if you're the trooper, you know, or you can give it points, and if it adds up to so many points, it can't take any more cars. It'd be simpler. There's fewer roads than drivers, probably. It's probably not a good idea, is it? I'm still working on it.
All right. Well, you keep working at it. And we'll keep working on the vehicles.
Yeah. The vehicles actually are getting pretty amazing in their capabilities what they can do.
Yeah.
And
they're working on a project now for coming up with an autonomous vehicle that can do off-road at speeds.
Wow.
To keep it up with other vehicles. And has to be more like coming up with I want to say the reflexes to avoid to maintain high speeds but avoiding trees and rocks and things but not just creeping along but like zipping along more in the 40 to 50 mile an hour range.
Yeah, the nimbleness to be able to do that. I'm amazed at what's called adaptive cruise control, at least in our car. That's the name they gave it, where in addition to maintaining your speed, it will keep an eye on what's in front of you and slow you down if the car in front of you is not moving along very quickly. And basically, you're guided off of it. It's almost like as long as the first car is doing a decent driver, it's almost like you make yourself part of a railroad car in a train if you're on a highway. So neat stuff. Well done for coming up with mile, a charge for you, and here's to a good weekend.
Oh, thanks.
Take care. Bye. And we had a few other correct answers. Linda of the dynamic duo came up with it. So did Pudge and Lamartine, and John and Addie and Eastier got it. Mike and Mars also came up with it. Charlie came up with it as well. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. if you knew we were looking for mile marker, mile post, mile high, milestone.
8 miles shy. And when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Signs in the street that say where you're going are somewhere just being their own. Found among those afraid of losing their ground. Rain gray town, known for its sound. In places, small faces unbound. Small faces unbound.
Leo Kottke and Mike Gordon, 8 miles high. I think I mentioned Bonnie in Northeast also knew that we were looking for the word Mile. We'll celebrate birthdays coming up in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade. The Western Swing Authority next. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 15 minutes.
I was born in Louisiana, down on the old bayou. Raised on shrimp and catfish and Mammy's good gumbo. I got that rambler fever, said goodbye to Mom, Pa. I crossed that old Red River and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas, gonna live there till I die. I rode up into Cowtown, the cradle of the West. Just ask any cowboy, he'll tell you it's the best. I met a Texas beauty, got friendly with her pa. I looked into her big blue eyes, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. His name was Devil Joe. I grabbed hold of his bridle to ride this old outlaw. He threw me from my saddle, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of Texas, all the stars up in the sky. I saw miles and miles of Texas.
Western Swing Authority and Miles of Texas here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I see we have an addition to our list of birthdays. Somebody who's turning 6 dozen years of age tomorrow. We'll add you to our birthday celebrations in just a moment. Anytime you would like us to announce a birthday, just let us know, drop us a note at slb@slbradio.org. Or here's another way, go to slbradio.org/birthdays. And there's a little form you can fill out. You can list as many birthdays as you would like, as far in advance as you'd like. We'll keep them on file and announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. And if you include the birthday person's name, we'll make sure they receive an official, handwritten, hand-delivered Saturday Light Brigade birthday card right to their door with support from the United States government employee. A quick note, you can visit our new Youth Media Center this Wednesday, October 12th, 4 to 7 o'clock, as we present our last Radical Days event for 2022. We're on Pittsburgh's North Side and co-located in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, right near PNC Park. Come and see us October 12th from 4 until 7 o'clock, and check out our brand new Youth Media Center. If you're a teen, that's a great day to come, but there are other days you can join us as well as a teen, including today, starting at 1 o'clock. More details are available at slbradio.org/openstudio. Well, it's birthday time. We're going to get started. Happy birthday today to our own Ben Rutkowski, senior staff educator. Ben turns, he becomes a long playing record today, at least in another 4 months he will be. Happy birthday, Ben. Jesse of Flagstaff, Arizona, happy birthday to you, also on October 8th. And on October 9th, we have Ray in South Park. Happy birthday, Ray. And Amanda of Portview from Donna in Carrick. Happy birthday to you, Amanda. And we also have Jeff in Vermont. Happy birthday. Jan from Aspinwall on October 9th, Alyssa of Shaler, Isabella of the Southside Slopes, and Elena of Imperial. Now we come to October 10th. Happy birthday to Jeff in Maine, Saco, Maine to be exact, from Aline, Lisa of Forest Hills, Andy of West Deer, Ariana Labor of Mount Lebanon, Daniel of Pitcairn, twins Elida and Elisa in Brighton Heights, Emery in Washington, Rebecca of Allison Park, Jill in Baldwin, and Laurel of the North Hills area. On October 11th, we have Antu of Upper St. Clair, Abby from Sherry and Craig, and Alice and Bill have an anniversary. Rena, Linda, and Bill wish you a very happy anniversary. On October 12th, Molly from your family, also Gabe of Duquesne from Mom Mary. October 13th, we have Laurel from your family, Michael of Westview, Keith of Swiss Home Park from the Condridge family, Jim of Greenfield from Carla, Jimmy, Mary Kate, Rebecca, and the entire family. Xavier of Cranberry from Mom, Dad, Amelia, Georgia, and Sadie. Happy anniversary to Ron and Judy of Evans City. Finally, on the 14th, Friday, we have Cindy, Lindsay, John in Phoenixville, and Brian and Laura listening in Chicago. Have a wedding anniversary. Here's hoping that you have a great birthday. Again, you can send birthdays to us at slbradio.org/birthdays. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU-PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Saturday Light Brigade with Kyle Perkins. Get ready, we're going to play Guess Who, and guess what? Just a few moments.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Hello to Holly. It's nice to have you tuned in. I hope you'll follow us on Facebook at SLB Radio. All of our puzzles are posted, and it's really fun to know that folks are playing puzzles all weekend long after they get posted. We play them live here on the radio, and we post them as we play them, but the interaction continues often well into the week, and Holly was just commenting on our Hysteriddle puzzle, which was around 6:30 this morning. It's nice to have you playing along. Now we're going to play Guess Who. I am about to give you a pair of initials that could belong to just about anybody. Male, female, living, no longer living. Could be somebody that is from the world of sports.